So Guru Maharaj, it does not matter where the money comes from, if it gets used in a proper way for Krishna consciousness.
I can't follow.
He said, it does not matter. He said, it does not matter where, it does not make any difference where the money comes from.
Guru Maharaj, he says, his question is that if we are collecting money for the service of Krishna, is it important what is the source or method by which that money is collected?
How that should be collected? That depends upon the collector.
No, he wants to know if it is important whether the method by which money is collected should be fair or not fair.
Where it comes from what kind of
source? What kind of source?
Generally fair, and it depends upon the collector, upon the capacity of the collector. One can take risk of using unfair means, so-called, but nothing is unfair if it is in Krishna connection. If one is convinced in that way, living in that plane, he can do anything and everything for Krishna consciousness. How much degree Krishna consciousness in the agent? It will depend on that. How much real Krishna consciousness is there? Sincere hankering for Krishna to utilize him, it will depend on that. Because real Krishna connection is the only purest thing. Or unfair can become fair by proper Krishna connection. Krishna connection is independent thing. And any way Krishna connection make everything fair. Other than that, the touchstone, whatever touches, it becomes evil. So on the collector, how far is Krishna conscious? You can bring Krishna in the connection, the unfair will be fair. Fairness, above all fairness in the consideration of it. So it depends upon the collector. Generally one should try in a fair way, but according to his own position he may apply diplomacy, and ultimately everything if he is fully Krishna conscious, he may try in any way. Even his killing has to go to the man who is killed. Krishna connection is such.
So, because
it's such a deal. If he finishes it totally, then he will be saved. He will be saved, the guarantee is there. It is his Krishna connection is there. So the touchstone, whatever will come in connection, that will be gone. But that must be the touchstone, not other stone, any mixture. So it depends upon the collector, whatever. How far? He connects Krishna consciousness. If Krishna consciousness is the absolute agent of the absolute master, absolute autocrat, but absolute good, not only autocrat, but at the same time absolute good. So if what is absolute good is his dealings with anything, cannot but be good. Oh, you follow?
Yes,
very clear.
No,
very clear.
To follow.
Very clear.
Very clear.
Very nice and clear.
Clear.
Yes.
Very nice and clear.
So Krishna consciousness is stuck. Because everything for him. Whatever he used for him, that is normal. And must be used for him. That is all important. Whatever we do, that is justified. If it is for him, then the man will be saved. Everything, every point will be saved if disconnected things come to that connection. Yes, that connection will be saved. Not killing, that is outward cruelty. But really, he gets the light back. There. Normal life back. His utility in the service of God, that is for itself. For himself.
But we don't have the courage to do, Maharaj. But we don't have the courage to do. We don't have the courage to do.
So, you are self-agitating. How far? You are not fully convinced that Krishna, which is utilized for the service of Krishna, that is the highest realization.
Maharaj?
Has to put up everything.
45
minutes basic kotha bola hai. Here I stop. Think, what is Krishna consciousness? Think what is Krishna consciousness. The cruelty, utmost cruelty to this one, that may be life-giving and fun. Krishna consciousness. Die to this. Here will the Hegel comes to say, die to live. Deal death to the current event for this real life. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The mother came to take the child back, the parent came. Take the child back, give it to his parents. You are a sannyasi, you are supposed to be a religious man. My son, he will give back to me, and you are not able to do that. But that is your religious conception. Yes, I am seeing that one boy is in the ocean, in the sea, is diving and outing and plodding in trouble in the sea. Now he has come to seashore and going home, I shall dive him back, push him back into the sea, the boy. That is my understanding. How can I say, you say he is my son, I say, that he has, a jeev has come to you for some time, but he is suffering from death and birth. And the only way to help him with the association of these hobbies, he will be back, go back to home, and back to God. And my transaction is that, snatching from the affection of the parents, the child, and to utilize him in the service of Krishna. Apparently it is clear. The justification is from the other side. So everything is like that. This is a weapon in the mind of a boy having a weapon. Snatch away the weapon. He will cut your own head or somewhere you boy do not know. Take away the money from hands. So the advantage, the money would be utilized for your own interest. So take out, I have the money utilized for Krishna, you will be saved. died for his help a man to die his present life and to come, to get the death and come to Krishna. Through death come to Krishna. Question of life and death. So many lives and death. Which are the child suffering from birth and death? Suffering from birth has got such conviction, such plain and serious conception to save one from birth and death. What to speak of his character, energy, money, and things like that. And this is in the position of the enemy. The soul is in position of the enemy, the snatcher. Anyhow, to snatch him from that position towards his own side. That is it. So, according to the degree of realization of the procedure, he was rich that way. Whereas one people in the Bible or somewhere, the man, Christ or somehow, he went to became a guest to a particular house, and where he was received well. Welcome, and he was dealt in a good way. He stole some utensils from there, and he went to a man of miser, and there he left all those utensils. Then another man received him, welcomed him. His heart must be the only son, he killed him and went away. Have you heard this tale? No. Bible for us in Bible or something. The man who served him utmost, his only son was killed. The justification has been given that the miser who generally does not give shelter to any guest, utensils given to them. They commit for the temptation of that, he will further give shelter to other guests also. And the highest thing, that one who had the only son and he was welcome very cordially, his only son was killed and dead. Because that son was the center of his all affection. If that is gone, all affection will come to God. That is the distribution he is there. So, the stranger, if he is of that type, he can kill the man of the host to help him. Towards God. Only son was killed by the guest. The only son of the host was killed by the guest because that attention, affection that was felt for this only son that will go wholesome towards Krishna, towards God. So the ordinary guest cannot do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is all you. Thank you.